You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp.
Hi, and welcome to 2MTL 263 for April 9th. We're back for another throwback review, stepping back about, 7 years, to the first of the new series of Doctor Who. You can find more of these reviews at 2MinuteTimeWarp.com, just check the link at the top of the page, but for now, it's time for Episode 12, Bad Wolf. Should a Doctor Who episode be timeless? With at least 1 foot firmly on contemporary ground, both feet during much of Pertwee's time, Doctor Who's always had to struggle with that question more than purely futuristic SF shows. The revived series didn't shy away from plugging itself into the pop culture of the moment. There was the jukebox called an iPod joke in End of the World, and in 2012 we almost look at iPods as quaint now that we've moved on to smartphones. Well, this reached its apex with Bad Wolf, in which Russell T. Davies took out his frustrations with reality television using some in-your-face parodies of Big Brother, What Not to Wear, and The Weakest Link. And the question is, how dated does this episode seem now in 2012? As it turns out, I'm the worst and best, I guess, to answer the question, because I've never actually seen a single episode of any of the American versions of these shows, much less the British ones, whose hosts actually lent their voices to Bad Wolf. But there's enough of a lasting pop culture reference to these shows that the story doesn't demand that you completely get the joke. I mean, even in the US, people get a Weakest Link goodbye reference today. As for the episode itself, it almost mirrors Russell T. Davies' next-to-last episode of them all, The End of Time Part 1. This is a completely mad, chaotic scenario, and you have no idea what the payoff is until everyone's out of the games and we're into the moody Ridley Scott-on-a-budget core of the game station and of the story. The atmosphere is top-notch, and the final reveal of the Daleks should be overwhelmingly ominous. And yet it's not, because right after the previous episode, Boomtown, you got everything you need to know about this one in the trailer. Parody reveals? Check. Dalek reveals? Check. It's set up without suspense or surprise, with the sole exception of Rose's apparent disintegration. Oh, and for perhaps the first and last time until Matt Smith decks a different android in a different Dalek story, the Doctor slams a security guard's head into an iron door. It's one step away from Venusian Aikido, but for about 5 minutes, we see Chris Eccleston as a bruising, gun-toting anti-hero with nothing to lose. Now, part of that's an act, but it's simultaneously cool and creepy to see him like that. But sadly, there's only one more episode to explore this Doctor's character in. And I'll get to that episode a little ways down the road, because there's a lot more stuff to come. We've got Hugo nominations to dissect, we've got Google Glasses to tie into Doctor Who, yes, I'm going to do that, and of course there's going to be that Moffat Roundtable I keep promising. I hear you. I'm going to get on with it. This coming Sunday, I promise. In the meantime, more episodes of 2MTL are at twominutetimelord.com. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook, and catch me on iTunes, and that's the news, and I'm out of here. See, I can make dated pop culture references too.